The latest STAR test results continue to come in to the Sulphur Springs ISD. Superintendent Michael Lamb finds lots of things to get excited about. Taken from a lengthy interview Wednesday, here are some of Lamb's thoughts.
You know, fifth and eighth grade reading end up being an animal to themselves because they come, we do those early, and kids get an opportunity to take those a second time. I'm looking at it right now. The state average for reading for fifth grade was 78% of the state passed. 78% of our kids passed. We're right there at state average. Now, in the past, sometimes we've been below. So we're glad to be right there, not a big differential there. State average for reading in eighth grade is 78%. For us, it's 90. That's where you start to see if we're sending 90% of our eighth graders on to high school that can, quote, read, and that's a loaded deal as well. You know, that doesn't mean that our eighth grade group is the only one doing it right. That means everybody behind eighth grade had a part in building towards that. And it sometimes it doesn't happen in third grade, sometimes it doesn't happen in fourth grade. But if we can truly get to where we're functioning in those 90% ranges about eighth grade so that we're sending prepared kids to high school, that's when it gets good. And this is the first indication that we're really starting to hit those targets. We didn't hit them everywhere, but we hit them at least one place. And so if we can start bringing those up to those targets, that's something to be real excited about. The information I just got today deals with the high school scores, and that's the same thing. We're kind of looking now, pre-K through 8 is all about preparing for high school. You know, if we can do the best job we can pre-K through 8, and that 8th grade set of scores tends to kind of tell the tale somewhat, and then once they get to high school, they got a certain amount of time to pass the algebra test, the English test, so on and so forth. And so what came in today is the state averages for those high school tests. And biology, 94% for the state, 94% for us. That's exciting. U.S. history, 92% for the state, 94% for us. Algebra 1, 85% for the state, 88% for us. English 1, 71% for the state, 78% for us. English 2, 73% for the state, 81% for us. So that, you know, if we've got our eighth grade and high school scores where we're that far above state average, we're not necessarily that far above state average as you go lower. But we are at state average in most places and a little bit above. But it's just that concept of takes us a little bit of time to get them there, but we're getting them there. And and every time one of these kids does well at a higher grade, there's a third grade teacher that had a part in that and a kindergarten teacher that had a part in that. And so we've got to really celebrate the building aspect of making a difference in kids' lives. And so it's real exciting when you start to realize that's the way it is. You know, I just, when you ask yourself, what kind of standard are you going to hold people to? And, you know, do we got to be at 90%? Do we have to be above the state? What do we have to do? And I just kind of say, if we can make improvement in our scores, and I usually show them on a chart, are up and to the right, that's all I can ask for. You know, I know in one example, our science scores in fifth grade, they went up 4 points, 4 percentage points. And what I've seen in my past is you get a 4 point and a 3 point and a 2 point improvement, pretty soon you're at 10 point over 3 year time. Well, 10 points, pretty significant. And as long as you're, you know, sometimes you're not happy with just 3 percentage points up. You know, we thought it was going to be better, but 3-3-3 or 3-3-4, you're at a 10 in 3 years time. And so our battle cry tends to be up and to the right. As long
KSST News.